The Prodigal Son. Long ago, Jesus told this story. There was a man who had two sons. The younger son said to his father, "Father, please give me my share of the property now." So the father divided his possessions and gave the younger son his share. Shortly after that, the younger son decided to sell everything that he had and go to a faraway country. There, he wasted the money in foolish living. He bought lots of clothes, and he spent his money on gambling, drinking, and women. He did many other bad things as well. After he had wasted all of his money, a very severe famine came to that country, and he began to be very hungry. He went to work for a person that had a farm. The owner of the farm sent him out to feed the pigs. The young man was so hungry that he wanted to eat the pig's food, but he couldn't. He finally had some good thoughts. He thought to himself, "My father has many servants, and they have plenty of food. And here I am, dying of hunger. I will go right away and return to my father. I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against God and against you. Now I am no longer good enough to be called your son. I beg you, please, let me be one of your servants.'" So he left that country and went to his father. But while the young man was still a long way from the house, his father saw him coming. His father had pity on his son and ran to meet him and embraced him. The father called out and said,
my son, is it you? Is it really you?"
And the son, being so ashamed of himself, said, "Yes, it is me. It's really me." The son said to the father, "Father, I have sinned against God, and I have sinned against you. I am not good enough to be called your son anymore." But his father said to his servants,
"Bring my best robe and put it on my son. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Kill the fat calf. We will make a big feast and celebrate. It is like my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost, and now he has been found."
And there was a very happy celebration. Jesus told this story to show us how much God loves us. He wants us to return to him. We have been like the son in the story. We have all gone our own way. But though we were sinful, God still loves us. When the sinful boy repented and returned, his father received him gladly. In the same way, God wants us to return to him. For this reason, he sent his son Jesus Christ to bring us back to himself. Jesus died on the cross, taking all the pains of death because of our sins. In this way, he received the punishment that we deserved. Because he took our punishment, it is possible for us to be spared from it. If we refuse our sin and turn to Jesus Christ, he will cleanse us. He is the only way back to God. We must feel real sorrow because of the sin in our hearts. Then we can talk to God from our hearts like this: "Oh God, I am a sinner, but I believe in Jesus who died, suffering the punishment that I deserved. Please forgive me for Jesus' sake. I refuse the ways of sin. I will follow Jesus. I want you to be my Father. Make me truly one of your children for Jesus' sake. Amen."